What support did you get after Emma came out of hospital?
We had the most wonderful nurse, Sally Strang, that came to the house. She was so knowledgeable and she put us at ease. She explained everything in detail, and there was just something about her that made me feel so reassured, far more than talking to the doctors and the consultants or anyone else in the hospital. Sally seemed to be our very own Florence Nightingale. She was, I suppose, our rock, and she would come to the house and we could phone her any time, day or night. If you woke in the middle of the night, she said, and you had a problem, you were worried, you could call her. Which I didn't. I did ring her in the daytime sometimes when I was worried about Emma, and she'd always got the answers. She was absolutely wonderful. And then I remember with Emma, she hadn't been diagnosed long, and she had been very badly behaved for a couple of days. And I just about had enough of her, and I sat her down on the sofa beside me and I started giving her a real talking to, and she just passed out on me. And I panicked a bit and I thought, oh my God, what's that? And then later on, talking to Sally, I realised that this was all to do with the diabetes and the blood sugars and the irritability and the behaviour. And it was kind of like a wake-up call, really. But Sally was always there at the end of the phone, panicking. What do I do? Shall I phone the doctor? Shall I phone? And I always felt, no, I'll phone Sally. She was always the one. And when Sally left, it was awful. But by then, I can't remember exactly how old Emma was when Sally retired. But by then, we were coping quite well. But from thinking that I would never, ever be able to cope, it then, after you know, a couple of years or so, it just became second nature and you really didn't think about it at all. And I would look back and think, why was I so worried?